What about pre-service and post-service music? That's our topic today. What about music that comes before we actually begin the service and music afterwards? Now, last time we talked about what should we sing at the start of the service, and I'm grateful for the feedback I've been getting on that. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week's Sunday sample, that would be the Sunday sample 39 for Corporate Worship Matters, and this one today is Sunday sample episode 40 for Corporate Worship Matters. I'm Malcolm Cox, and we're discussing today what should we have in terms of music before the service begins and after the service ends. Now, the reason I thought we'd talk about this today is because I got a response back from Fun Lola from the post last week about what we should sing at the start, and she says this, let me quote, "I think starting music so people are walking into it is good also." In other words, she's saying not walking into a warm-up, but walking into a worshipful atmosphere. And I couldn't agree more. That's a terrific aim. It is a bit of a challenge, but what can we do about it? Sometimes we're not quite ready. Sometimes there's a little bit of extra setup. Perhaps we're still rehearsing. It's unfortunate when we are. But can we do something about it? And what can we do? Well, of course, we can be perhaps better prepared, do our best to rehearse and be ready well in advance. But what else can we do? Sometimes in Watford, what we've done is at the end of the service, it does go rather flat all of a sudden. In the venue where we are in, and there's a small group of us, once the singing ends, it just seems very dead. And so on occasions, Charles has continued playing the guitar while I run over to the laptop and switch over to iTunes and start up a worship medley playlist. And then we have that in the background. We've done that from time to time. It is a bit messy. So here's an idea I've had today. I'm going to try it this Sunday in Watford, and I'll let you know how it goes, but I'd like to know what you think about this. What I've done, I've taken four songs, I put them into GarageBand, four different worship songs, put them there, stitched them together, exported that to iTunes as one MP3, and I've popped that onto the final keynote slide, and I'm going to put it on the first one as well. And then when that slide plays, it'll play on auto, it doesn't need a click, just once it goes to that final slide, then this four song set will start up and they'll take about 20 minutes. Well, I put it on a loop anyway, so once that final slide hits the screen, music will begin, and we'll see what that's like as in a sense a way out of the music worship and into our fellowship worship, you could say. And I'll put that at the beginning as well. So are you doing anything like that? What are you doing just before the service begins, and what are you doing after the service ends? Is it something you've thought about? Something you've done something about? I would love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can all learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you think there's somebody else who could benefit from this recording, please pass it on. Send them the link. And if you wouldn't mind liking this podcast and subscribing, that would help tremendously as well. Well, I do hope the next time you come to gather together with all the saints and all your friends to worship our great God, you will be able to do so with the words of Psalm 100, verse 2 in your mind and heart. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs, even before and after the official service starts and ends. Until the next time, take care and God bless.